Good evening, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. Tonight's shir is dedicated Lazecha Nishmas, Mrs. Cooperman. Today was the Shloshim. Her husband, who passed away a few years ago, was a real Ben Torah. He participated in the shir for quite a few years. He used to love learning Turim Beis Yosef. He liked to learn Lasuk Ishmaitz Aliba de Hilchus. He liked to learn the Gemara with what's the Maskana. So that's why he loved the Turim Beis Yosef. And he was a big Bal Tzedakah. He was a big supporter of yeshivas and hospitals and other organizations of Tzedakah v'Chesed. And he was one of the sponsors of the of this Tuesday night shir. And after he passed away, his wife, Aleha HaShalom, continued to...
I don't know. I'd never used any of these things before.
His wife, who just passed away, continued to support many of the Torah institutions and many of the tzedakahs that he supported. And she also was with sponsor this year. So we dedicate tonight's shir.
You are muted, it says.
Can't hear anything. Can't hear anything.
He may not know the...
Okay. So we were learning, we were in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos. We started Hilchos Shabbos this year. And we left off in the middle of Siman Reish Samach Aleph, where the discussion is about Bein Hashmashos. So we know in the Gemara, many places, the Gemara talks about a period of time that's Bein Hashmashos, which is a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. When exactly is Bein Hashmashos? So the... There is a Gemara, there are two Gemaras that seem to contradict each other, which the Rishonim and the Gaonim talk about. So there is
no idea, huh?
Can we please ask everyone to please mute themselves? So the so there is a Gemara in the ninth Perek in Psochim. That's the Perek about Pesach Sheni. If a person is Tomei or Bederech Rechoika, then he cannot participate in Korban Pesach. Derech Rechoka, let's leave out the Ramam Shita. Derech Rechoka, according to Rashi and Tosfos, means like this. At Chatzos, on Erev Pesach, everyone becomes obligated to bring Korban Pesach. He can't become obligated before Chatzos because he can't bring the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. So become Mechuyev to bring it at Chatzos. So where are you located at Chatzos? If you are so far away from Yerushalayim, the Korban Pesach has to be brought on Yerushalayim, even Bizman Het Abomas. You cannot bring a Korban Pesach on Abomas Yochid. You have to bring Dafke in the Beis HaMikdash on Abomas Tzibur. So if the person on Erev Pesach...
That's what I tried before, but nothing.
If a person at Chatzos on Erev Pesach is so far away from Yerushalayim that if he were to walk by foot, he wouldn't make it before Shkia. You can't bring the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, and you can't bring the Korban Pesach after Shkia. You can't bring any Korban after Shkia. That's a Gemara Zvachim. Dam nifsal b'shkia sachama.
We'll get to that. He mutes it.
So if the person at Chatzos is so far away from Yerushalayim that he will not be able to make it before the Shkia, even though he's going to go by camel, even though he's going to go by car or by train, but if he'll walk by foot, he
can everybody please mute themselves?
It's possible that whoever keeps on speaking doesn't realize. Take your hand off of the space bar. It automatically unmutes you every time.
Okay, we'll try again. So there's a din of Tomei v'derech rechoka. So the Tomei is Tomei, he can't bring Korban Pesach. Derech rechoka, even though he can make it, he can go by camel in the days of the Gemara, and he'll get there in a half an hour. He'll get to Yerushalayim. But if he's going to walk by foot, he won't be able to make it. He's so far away from Yerushalayim. That's called derech rechoka. So we paskin, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, we paskin, even if he calls ahead and he tells him to shech the Korban Pesach for him, and he goes by camel and he makes it in a half an hour. But at Chatzos, the time that he became mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach, he was so far away, derech rechoka, that he won't make it if he walks by foot. So then he's not yotze with that Korban Pesach. You can't become a shutef on a korban Pesach if you're b'derech rechoki. Even though the ma'isa, you can make it, because you can't make it by walking. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so how far away is this? So the Gemara says, well, you have to calculate how fast does the average traveler walk. Some people will walk very slowly, some people walk quickly, so you have to go the average traveler. So how fast does the average traveler walk by foot? So the Gemara says, an average person who's traveling all day from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim will walk 40 mil. How's that 40 mil? So Gemara says, Eser Parsois. An Odom Beinoni, who's walking by foot, an average traveler, will walk Eser Parsois, and a parsa is 4 mil. So 4 times 10 is 40 mil. So if you start walking Alos HaShachar and you walk till Tzeis HaKochavim, that'll be 40 mil. How much time is there between Alos HaShachar and Zricha, and between Shki and Tzeis HaKochavim? So there was one version that it's 5 mil, but that's not the accepted version. Accepted version is that it's 4 mil. So that's a mil is a distance. A mil is alpaimama. It's a distance on the ground. And a mil is an amount of time. How long would it take the average walker to walk a mil? So based on the Gemara, it would in the Mishnah Berurah, he always quotes the Achrayim and say that a mil in time is 18 minutes. The average person will walk, it'll take him 18 minutes to walk a mil. There used to be Professor Leo Levy, used to teach physics in the yeshiva, and then after Professor Lev retired from Machon Lev, so they invited Professor Leo Levy to become the head of Machon Lev. That was many years ago. So Professor Levy put out a sefer, half in English, half in Hebrew, about Zmanei Hayom BaHalacha. In English, the name of the book is Jewish Chrononomy, and in Hebrew, it's called Zmanei Hayom BaHalacha. So he writes, in the Hebrew part, he writes that the Mishnah Berurah always quotes the Achronim that a mil is 18 minutes. This is really a mistake. He says, the Achronim point this out. 18 minutes is a different time system that we don't follow. The way we have a time system that you have 24 hours in a day and you have 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour. So based on the Gemara there in the Mishnah Hayatomi, the ninth parak in Sochim, a mil is really 22 and a half minutes. He says that the later Achronim point this out, that the earlier Achronim is at 18 minutes. On our system, the way we calculate, it's really not 18 minutes, it's 22 and a half minutes. Okay, so the Gemara says, the final conclusion in the Gemara, that the amount of time that it takes from Alos HaShachar is way before Hanetzachama. Hanetzachama is sunrise. When is it considered sunrise? So when the sun, it takes 2 minutes for the whole sun to go from below the horizon to above the horizon. So sunrise al pidin is when the sun begins to go above the horizon. The sunset al pidin is when the entire sun is below the horizon. Years ago, there was a period of time, I think, that the Naval Observatory used to give you sunrise and sunset for every location in the world. So they would give you calculating when the middle of the sun is above the horizon, exactly the middle of the sun. So that's not really, the Zricha is really a minute before and the Shkia is really a minute after. So really more correct is that the sun rises when a little bit of the sun, the slight beginning of the sun is already above the horizon, and sunset is when the entire sun is below the horizon. Now, the Naval Observatory changed their Zmanim, so they have Zvich and Shkia the way we assume. Zvich is when the sun begins to rise above the horizon, and Shkia is when the entire sun is below the horizon. So fine, so when is Alos HaShachar? So the Gemara says 4 milen before. There was one version in the Gemara, 5 milen, then the Gemara backs out. No, it's 4 milen before. And between sunset and Tzeis HaKochavim is also 4 milen. So a mil is 22 and a half minutes. So how much is 4 milen? So that's an hour and a half. An hour and a half. That's 22 and a half times 4. Is that correct? No,
Hamo. 90 minutes.
Yes. 90 minutes.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half. So that's what it says in the Gemara. It's an hour and a half before sunrise is Alos HaShachar. An hour and a half after Shkia is Tzeis HaKochavim. So this is a problem because there's a Gemara in Bamei Madlikin. We say it every Friday night, Bamei Madlikin. So there's a Mishnah, Sofik HaShecha, Savakeinach HaShecha, Bein HaShmoshes. There's a period of time that's called Bein HaShmoshes. So how long is that period of time? So the Gemara has two opinions. First, the Gemara thought that is two-thirds of a mil. A mil is 22 and a half minutes, so two-thirds of 22 and a half minutes. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that is three-quarters of a mil. So if the Gemara says that it's three-quarters of a mil, and the other Gemara says that Ben HaShmashis is 4 mil after the Shkia, isn't that a contradiction? So the Rabbi Natam, and most of the Rishonim follow the Rabbi Natam, and the Shulchan Aruch also follows the Rabbi Natam here. Rav HaRishonim say like, so the Rabbi Natam said the following, from Alos HaShachar till Zricha is an hour and a half, 4 mil. From Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim is an hour and a half, 4 mil. Four times 22 and a half minutes. But only three-quarters of the last three-quarters of a mil before Tzeis HaKochavim is Bein HaShmashes. And before that, the first three and a quarter mil of Ad HaYom. So the sun sets, and for 50 minutes after the sun sets is Ad HaYom. It's pitch black outside. It's dark like the middle of the night. 50 minutes after the sun sets, it's Ad HaYom. And then the last three-quarters of a mil is Bein HaShmashes. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Yeah. So this was, Bein HaShmashes begins three and a quarter mil after the Shkia. So what's the status of between Shkia and the beginning of the Bein HaShmashes? Ad HaYom. So that's what the... There's a Tosfos in Zvachim and Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk, Dam nifsal b'shkiyas hacham. If you have a korban and you are mekabel dam and you didn't, you have to shecht all the korbanos b'yom. B'yom tzavos el ha'akaris korbanem. It's a pasuk in Chumash Vayikra. All avodas adam. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrika avodas adam. Nitzach hayayin can be balayla. Haktoris emurin can be balayla. But the Dalar Avodas Adam, and by Korban Mincha, there are four Avodas that are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam. So Avodas Adam have to be done. Dafka Vayom can't be done Balayla. Fine. So the Shechita Kabbalah Halach Azrika has to be done Bayom. So we usually assume that after the Shkia is already Bein HaShmashes. So the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, Dam Nifsal the Shkia Saham. The moment the Shkia is over, the dam is an eklisharis, you can't be zark the dam, it becomes puzzle. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, what do you need a din? Dam nifsal b'shkia sacham, the zrika sadam has to be bayom. So if it's shkia sacham, you can't be zark it balayla. So if you'll wait till the bizarik it tomorrow morning, it'll be nifsal balina. So of course the dam is no good. So what do you need a new din? A dam nifsal b'shkia sacham. So Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Natam, you understand why? Because the first 50 minutes or so, after more than 50 minutes, An hour and a half after the Shkia is Tzeis HaKochavim, but only the last three quarters of a mil is Bein HaShmashes. The first three and a quarter mil after the Shkia, even though it's pitch black outside, Rabbein Tam holds is Ad HaYom. So mikach the din that b'yom tzavos la'akriv is korban hayem, that all the dalar avodas adam shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, and the four avodas by a mincha that are parallel to the dalar avodas adam, that has to be done by yom. It shouldn't be a problem. It is Yom. Another hour, it's going to be Ad HaYom. The Bein HaShmashes only begins the last three quarters of a mil of the 4 mil. So that's why I need a new pasuk, that Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham, even though it's still Yom for another hour, the Dam becomes puzzle after the Shkia. That's the Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Nun Vav. And based on that Tosfos, that's the Rabbeinu Yoinah in the beginning of Per Tfilas HaShachar. On other Masechtas, you have the Ran on the side of the Rif. We have the Nemuka Yosef, or an Erev, and you have a different Rishon. But on Brachas, you have the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoinah. So in the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar, the Mishnah says that you have to daven Mincha in the daytime. Can you daven Mincha after the Shkia? So the Hasidim don't begin to think about davening mincha till way after the Shkia. That's Rav Chaim Volozhin in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim makes fun of the Hasidim. I heard, can you believe it? I heard that there are even communities where they send someone outside to ask, did you see three stars? Okay, if you saw three stars, then we can daven mincha. You have to wait till Tzeisar Koham to be able to daven mincha. So Rav Chaim Volozhin makes fun of that the practice of the Hasidim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, can you daven mincha during after the Shkia? So he says, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, then it's Badayam for another hour, you can't daven mincha then, because the Chachamim established the Zmanim of Shachris and Mincha and Ma'ariv and Musaf corresponding to the Zmanim of the Hakrabas HaKarbonis. So the Zman of Hakrabas Tamas Shalvein Harbayim is before the Shkia, because Dam Nipsal the Shkia Sacham. If you're going to have the Dam after the Shkia, it'll become Nipsal. So you can't daven mincha, even though it's Dvar Dayam, you can't daven mincha after the Shkia. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote that Rabbeinu Yonah with that Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Nun Vav, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Hasidim rely on. They hold like the Rabbeinu Tam says it's Dvar Dayam. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, even though it's Dvar Dayam, but the Chachamim established the Zman of Tfilas Mincha corresponding to the Zman of Hakrovas Tamash al Bein Harbayim. The Hakrovas Tamash al Bein Harbayim, the Zrikas Hadam has to be before the Shkia, even though it's still Dvar Dayam. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That says a kochavim, that's Vaday Laila is an hour and a half after the Shkia. And the last three quarters of the mil of that hour and a half is Bein Hashmash, is a whole block of time. Yeah. Whose shita is this? That Bein Hashmash is a whole block of time. If 22 and a half minutes is a Shia mil, so three quarters of that, around 18 minutes approximately. So whose shita is that? So in the end of Perik, Bama Madlikin, commenting on that Mishnah, Safek Hashecha, Safek Enech Hashecha, it's Bein Hashmashes, what are you allowed to do, what are you not allowed to do? So Malachas Daraisa is out of the question, Ein Madlikin Mishaner, you're not allowed to do any Malachas Daraisa because Safek Daraisa Luchumer. Bein Hashmashes is a Safek Yam, Safek Laila, so it's a Safek Daraisa. Even Dinim Darabonan also, you're not allowed to do any of the Rabbanans either. You don't say, we'll have to discuss why. You don't say, Sofik the Rabbanan Lekula, Alpi Pashtas and Bein Hashmashes. On a the Rabbanan Kal, we'll have to work a little more on this. On a Din the Rabbanan Kal, there's room to be Mekel. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara, and the accepted opinion is, Koldova Shehum Mishum Shvus La Gozra La Bein Hashmashes. Whatever is only a Din the Rabbanan, you're permitted to violate Bein Hashmashes if it's an Issa de Rabbanan Kal, Tosfos points out, Shulchan Aruch quotes that Tosfos, if it's an Issa de Rabbanan Kal, and there's a Tzorach Mitzvah, or a Tzorach Godel, a big Tzorach. If no Tzorach, you're not allowed to be Mater, even a Din de Rabbanan. And only a de Rabbanan Kal. What's a de Rabbanan Kal? So the Pashtus is, we spoke more than once, that on Shabbos, there are three categories of prohibition. There's a Malacha de Raisa, then there are malachas midirabbana, and then there are gzeris midirabbana. The Pashtus is the gzeris midirabbana are not even malachas midirabbana. It's a gzera. Take, for example, you're not allowed to climb on a tree. Gzera shem yachtach zimora. You may break off a branch. So what are you going to say? Whoever climbs on a tree is in violation of kotzer. You're not allowed to take medicine. Gzera shem yishachik samamonim. You may grind up the herbs in order to prepare the medication. So what are you going to say? Whoever swallows a pill on Shabbos is in violation of tochein. What do you mean he didn't do tchina? Whoever climbs on a tree, whoever rides on a horseback, you're not allowed to ride in a ruch malasus, gzeva shamiach toch zmara, may break off a branch from the tree in order to whip the animal that it should go faster. So what are you going to say? Whoever rides a horse is in violation of kotzer. No, it's a gzeva shamiach toch zmara. He didn't do it. That's only a gzera midirabbanim. Sometimes there's a malacha midirabbanan, sometimes there's a gzera midirabbanan. So gzera midirabbanan is more kal, a malacha midirabbanan. In Luchara, all the malachas midirabbanan, there are lamates malachas on the level of the raisa. So the pashtus is, all the malachas are on the same level. What are you going to say? One is kal, one is chomer. Okay. Tosfos points out that haitzah is a malacha grua. So that's a question. Haitzah is a malacha grua because the other 38 malachas, you're creating something new. Haitzah, you're just carrying the same sefer that it was in your house. You carry the sefer to shul, and you're going to learn in shul. You carry it to the Beis Medrash. You're going to learn in Beis Medrash. You didn't really create a new thing. So in that sense, it's a malacha grua. Does Haitzah have any kulas halacha lemaisa? Bottom line, Is it more kal than the other 38 malachas? Is it prima godim? We'll have to learn the dinim. He says even halacha lemaisa is a little more kal than the others. We'll have to get to that. We'll have to work on that. But the pashtus says the other 38 malachas, they're all on the same level. Malachas are malachim, right? So malach midrabbanon also. You can't say some achama, some akal. If you talk the category of gzeiros derabbanon, so sometimes you have gzeira chamura, sometimes you have gzeira kala, depending how much of a chashash is there really that that climbing on a tree may lead him to breaking off a branch. How much of a chashash is there that taking medication may lead him, may mislead him to grinding up the herbs on Shabbos. So that's what Tosis says, that Bein Hashmash, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Tosis. If you're going to carry on Bein Hashmashes, Pachas Pachas Midalat Amas. Pachas Pachas Midalat Amas means I'm going to carry 20 Amas, but every 3 Amas I'm going to make a Hanocha for a second. Then I pick it up, I make a Hanocha 3 Amas away. Then I pick it up, I make a Hanocha 3 Amas away, all in the Rishus HaRabim. So Rishus HaRabim is only a malacha if you carry Mabadal and Amis Bishus HaRabim. Carry 3 Amis, you didn't do any malacha. But here I carry 20 Amis, but I stopped every 3rd Amma. So that's not the malacha midrabbanan. He didn't carry Dal and Amis. He didn't, that's a tiltal bi'alma. He didn't do Haitzah. Haitzah, Mabadal and Amis Bishus HaRabim is only if he carries Dal and Amis in one shot. So Tosis says, one who carries in Bishus HaRabim, Pochas, Pochas, Midal and Amis, that's a Gzera Chamura. That can easily lead, if you just not do all the halachas, all the hanochas in between, it'll come out that he carried Dal and Amas in a row. That's he's mamsh doing the malacha deraisa, but with a stunt. He made a hanocha. Every 3 amas he makes a hanocha. If he leave out the hanochas, it'll come out that he mamsh did a malacha deraisa. So that's a gzeira chamura. So Tosfos claims that the gzeira chamura, they will never make kalam dein hashmashes. So the Pashtus is, according to Tosfos, whatever is a malacha deraisa bein hashmashes is sofik deraisa lechumra. Bein hashmashes is sofik yom, sofik laila. So a real malacha deraisa, for sure you're not allowed to do. Sofik hashech is avegenech hashech, bein hashmashes, emadlik mesaneris, that's a malacha deraisa. And a malacha derabbanon also you're not allowed to do. All the malachas derabbanon are anisach omer. In gzeres, we divide all the gzeres into 2 categories. So the Mishnah says some gzeres the Rabbanon are called gzera kala, and some gzera hamura, like we spoke last week. Bein Hashmashes, you're permitted to make a ruve chatzeres, but you're not permitted to make a ruve tchumen. Why? Because tchumen is more chomer than a ruve chatzeres. Why? Because tchumen yud beis mil maybe is their isa. According to some Rishonim, and even according to Tosfos, that even Tchumen Yud Beis Mil, there are more paskins like Tosfos that Tchumen is legamrei mid rabbanon. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Tchumen even 1 mil alpay mama, Tchumen 1 mil alpay mama is deraisa. So the Gemara says we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but the question is, all the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, do they hold that Tchumen is legamrei mid rabbanon, or do they hold, would they agree that Tchumen Yud Beis Mil to go Chutz Yud Beis Mil? Maybe that's an Issa Derais. So that's, in the Bavli, it never says a word about this. The Rif at the end of the first Perek in Erevin, the Gemara there in Erevin, talks a little bit about Erev Tchumen. Arba Dvarim Patra B'Machna, when you have the soldiers in the Jewish army, so you have to give them certain kulas. It's only shach to make kulas on Dinim Derabbanim. So some Dinim Derabbanim were Machma, some Dinim Derabbanim were Mekel. So the Rif there quotes this passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that even though the Gemara says we rejected Rabbi Akiva's opinion that Tchumen Alpay Mama is 1 mil, Tchumen Alpay Mama is Deraisa, we don't accept that. But maybe Yerushalmi says maybe Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa. And the Rambam quotes that Lalacha. The Rambam counts it as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. There's one loisesa not to do Malacha on Shabbos that includes all the Lamed Tesavos Malachas. Then there's one loises and not to go chutz l'tchum, because not to go chutz l'tchum is no chorus and there's no misa. It's not from the lamed tesavos malachas. It's a separate isa. It's a separate isa tchumen. And it could well be that tchumen is only derais on Shabbos on Yom Tov. It could be tchumen is only derabbanan. That's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. And even on Yom Kippur, there's different opinions in the Rishonim. Maybe the isa tchumen is only derais on Shabbos, maybe on Yom Kippur also there's no Issa Tchumen. But on Yom Tov is a further machlokes. Some Rishonim hold that Tchumen is deraisa. If you hold Tchumen is deraisa on Shabbos, Tchumen is deraisa on Yom Tov. Everything on Shabbos carries over to Yom Tov. And other Rishonim hold not so. Tchumen is only deraisa on Shabbos. on Yontif not, then even Yom Kippur is questionable. Yeah. So the Gemara there in the end of Bamei Madlika and on that Mishnah that talks about Bein Hashmashes, that some dinim de Rabbanon, Adisa de Rabbanon Kal, when Mekalan, called Dovishem Mishem Shvus, like Gozrola Bein Hashmashes, Agzera de Rabbanon, Agzera Kala de Rabbanon, we can be Mekal Bein Hashmashes if it's a Tzorach Mitzvah or a Tzorach Gottel. But if it's an Agzera de Rabbanon Chamura, or a Malacha de Rabbanon, that we're not Mekal and Bein Hashmashes. When is this Bein Hashmashes? So the Gemara there quotes a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, Machlokes HaTanaim. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Bein Hashmashes is a whole block of time. So we said there was two opinions. It was two opinions there. On that top, is it 2/3 of a mil or is it 3/4 of a mil? So the final maskan is that it's 3/4 of a mil is Bein Hashmashes. So a mil is 22.5 minutes, at 3/4 of a mil, something like 18 minutes, something like that. So it means, according to this Rabbi Natam, the last 18 minutes of the hour and a half after the Shkia, the first hour and 10 minutes is Vadayoyim. It's pitch black outside. First hour and 10 minutes after the Shkia is Vadayoyim. And then the last 18 minutes is a block of time that's Bein Hashmashes, that's Safik Yam, Safik Lam. And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, no, that Bein Hashmashes is only a harifying. It's a half a minute. It's the amount of time that it takes to blink your eyes. Which harifying is he talking about? So a lot of Balabatim think, a lot of Balabatim are upset at their rabbis. Why the rabbi makes them wait till Dav Mariv so late? Bein Hashmashes is only a harifying. So they think it's a harifying after the Shkia. So the Gemara said, no, that's not the harifying. Rabbi Yosi holds that it's Vaday, so the Gemara Nida has two versions. Which harifying does Rabbi Yosi talk about? He's not talking about the first harifying after the Shkia. Either he's talking about the last half a minute, let's say a harifying is a half a minute, the last half a minute of the 18 minutes of Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda, up the whole four mil minus a half a minute is all Vadayim. And only the last half a minute is Bein Hashmashes. The last harifying is Bein Hashmashes. And then the other version in the Gemara Nida is no. The whole 4 mil is Vadayoyim. And the next harifying, after Rabbi Yehuda holds it's already Bein Hashmashes is over, and it's already Tzeisa Kochav. So the next harifying, the next half a minute will be a Safik Yam, Safik Laila. So that's what it says in the Gemara. So Nachamo. So this is... There was a contradiction between the two Gemaras. There's a long bir halacha here. So he presents the whole story of this issue. Presents much of the story. Doesn't present the whole story. Presents much of it. That the Gemara in Psachim sounds like Tzeisa Kochavim is the amount of time dalad milin. A mil is a distance. Alpai mama, a distance on the ground, and it's the amount of time that the average traveler would take to walk that alpai mama. So who's the average traveler? So that's a question. So that's what we say, that it's the Mishnah Berurah says 18 minutes, and Professor Leo Levy explains in his book, he quotes the Achrayim and say that 18 minutes is a mistake, it's really 22.5 minutes. So 3/4 of that, so Rabbi Natam says from the Shkia till the Tzeisa Kochavim takes 4 mil, an hour and a half, and the last 18 minutes of that hour and a half is the Bein Hashmashes, and up until then is Vadayim. The Vilna Gaon finds this hard to believe. What do you mean? He says, Achush Makrish. You go outside, you see the sky is full of stars. How can Rabbi Natam say that it's Vadayim for an hour and 10 minutes, and the Bein Hashmashes only begins the last 18 minutes of the hour and a half? That's impossible. When you see Gimel Kochav and Bein Anim, so true, we're not sure what's a Kochav Bein Ani, what's a Kochav Gadol. But if you wait an hour and 10 minutes after the Shkia, the sky is full of stars all over the place. It can't be that it's still Vadayim. That's impossible. It's the security of Eri Laila. So the Vilna Gaon says, Hachush Makrish, you can't accept that. So he explains differently. And if you look in the Gaonim already have this. You see, this is a shaila, mila bizmana is dechashab. It means if a baby boy, a Jewish baby boy is born on Shabbos, and the next week it's a mila bizmana. If a goyish baby is born, you're going to do the bris to be megayer him. So a milah beger is not derech Shabbos. But if a Jewish baby boy is born on Shabbos, so then the bris is next Shabbos, that's a milah bezmana. So milah bezmana is derech Shabbos. So what if the baby was born an hour after the shkia on Matzoy Shabbos? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, up until an hour and 10 minutes after the shkia is still vadayom. The Ben HaShemashis only begins, if a baby is born Ben HaShemashis, so the Mishnah says it's a Mishnah in Shabbos, it's a Mishnah in Erechin, the same Mishnah appears both. You don't always do the bris on the 8th day. Sometimes you do the bris on the 9th day, 10th day, 11th day. When is that? Let's say the baby was born Ben HaShemashis of Friday evening. So Ben HaShemashis Safi Yom Safi Glailo. So you can't do the bris next week on Friday. Maybe Ben HaShemashis is Laila, and the baby was born on Shabbos. Can't do the bris on Shabbos because it's not about that. Maybe Ben HaShemashis is Yom, and Friday night Ben HaShemashis means it was born on Friday. So the Milah Bizmana should have been done on Friday. Milah Shle Bizmana is not Derech HaShabbos. So you can't do the bris not on Friday, not on Shabbos. What if Sunday happens to be Yontif? So it's a Milah Shle Bizmana is not Derech Yontif. You're not allowed to do the bris on Yontif. What if you have 2 days Yontif? How can you have 2 days Yontif? And the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. How can you have 2 days Yontif? Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah. It would appear that in Rosh Hashanah, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Even in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, what do we have? Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on a Sunday. That's because when they fix the calendar during the lifetime of Abai V'Rava, their counterparts, the Amoraim, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, had smicha, but they still did Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariyah. So then Abai Barabba lived in Babel, so they didn't have any smicha, so they couldn't do Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Rabbanim, who lived in Eretz Yisrael during their lifetime, till the days of Abai Barabba, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, till the days of Abai Barabba, they still practiced Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariyah, and they declared Shana Muberes every couple of years, and made a Shana Muberes. And during their lifetime, it's their... The Amoraim who lived in Eretz Yisrael had smicha, and they were the ones who set up the Luach Kavua that we have. So Bizman HaZeh, when they set up the Luach Kavua, Rosh Hashanah never falls out Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah never falls out on a Sunday or on a Wednesday or on a Friday. The original Rosh Hashanah, when Adam Arishon was created, was created on the sixth day of Sheshes Mei Bereishis, so that was on Friday. The original Rosh Hashanah was on Friday. And today, according to our system, Rosh Hashanah never falls out on Friday. So that's what some of them could write, because we live in an imperfect world. You don't need that riot to prove that we live in an imperfect world. We have better riots than that. But that's what they say. We live in an imperfect world, so that's why Rosh Hashanah never falls out on a Friday. More correct is Rosh Hashanah should always be on a Friday, because the original Rosh Hashanah, when Adam Rishon was created, was on a Friday. And then Friday night, he entered right away into Shabbos. So the but Bizmanchi Kitchwa Pihariya, they didn't have these rules, allow Durosh. So Rosh Hashanah can fall out on Sunday or Monday. So that's what the Mishnah says. It's a Mishnah in Erechin, it's a Mishnah in Shabbos, and Perkab Lezer the Mila, the exact same Mishnah. That sometimes you do the bris on the baby on the 8th day. Sometimes you do on the 9th day, because the baby was born Bein HaShemashes, Friday night going into Shabbos. So you do the bris on Sunday. If Sunday happens to be Yontif, so then it's a Milah Shle Bizmana. The Milah Bizmana is either Friday or Shabbos. So you can't do a Milah Shle Bizmana. It's not Derech Yontif, so you can't do on Sunday. What about Monday? So even though it's Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, they don't have any Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, but Rosh Hashanah, sometimes they did have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Today, we assume we follow the Rif, that Eretz Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael, have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Balamor thinks that until the Talmidim of the Rif, Balamor in the beginning of Beitzer writes, he claims historically, till the Talmidim HaRif moved to Eretz Yisrael, for many generations, they only observed Rosh Hashanah one day. And so they didn't observe, just like Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, there's no Sveika Diyam in Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah also there was no Sveika Diyam. Then the Talmidim HaRif came and they changed the practice, they introduced the Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. But Bizman Shekitchu Al Pi Ariyah, sometimes there was, for sure, there was a two-day Rosh Hashanah. If you lived near the Beis Havad is usually was in Yerushalayim, and sometimes they floated around. Beis Havad is the Bezin who's in charge of declaring when Rosh Chodesh should fall out, when Rosh Hashanah will be. So if you live far away from the Beis Avad, you're not going to know when Rosh Hashanah is. So you'll have to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, so after 2 days Rosh Hashanah, a Sunday, a Monday, then you can't do the bris on the 9th day. You can't do the bris on the 10th day, the 11th day. You can't do it on Sunday, Monday either, because you're not, Amilu Shalai Bizmana is not Decha Yantav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. That's the question. The Mishnah only writes Yantav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah doesn't write, what if it's Yantav Sheni Shal Golias or Pesach Shavuos Sukkos? Does the din apply there too? Then Milu Shalai Bizmana is not Decha any Yantav Sheni Shal Golias? Or maybe no, maybe only Rosh Hashanah, because it's a Kedush Achas, it's Yom HaRichta. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is more Chomer than the other Yantav Sheni. So that's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam. And we're usually machmer on that we don't allow a milu shalai bizmana, not only on the 2nd day Rosh Hashanah, that's what it says in the Mishnah, we wouldn't allow it on any Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. The Mishnah doesn't mention any other Yantav Sheni Shal Golias because the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael didn't have any Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. The only Yantav Sheni they had was Rosh Hashanah. Because how are the people in Eretz Yisrael going to hear from the Beis Avad? Beis Avad is many miles away. It'll take a day or two till they're going to hear. They didn't have telephones, so they can't call Amatzai Rosh Hashanah to tell them that yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. So they'll have to wait till someone will notify them. So that's so the shaila is, let's say a baby is born on Matzoi Shabbos an hour after the Shkia. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says until an hour and 10 minutes after the Shkia. The last 18 minutes of the hour and a half is Bein HaShemashos. But until that is Vadayam. So if the baby is born an hour and 10 minutes after the sun sets on Matzoi Shabbos, according to the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the baby was born on Shabbos because it's Vadayam, and the Bris Milah is Zecha Shabbos next week. So the Shach writes in Yeridea, in Hilchas Yeridea Chelek Gimel, Yabol Adinim are Bris Milah. So the Shach writes there in Yeridea that the common practice in Vilna is not so. If the baby is born an hour after the Shkia on Matzoi Shabbos, the Milah is not Decha Shabbos. The common practice is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Hainu, what? This contradiction, this kasha that all the Rishonim are bothered with, that there's a contradiction between the two Gemaras, that the Gemara in Misha Hayatame, the 9th parak in Psochim, when it talks about what's a derech rechoika, so it says, Adam Benini travels from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisak Chavim, and he will be able to walk 40 mil, Esa Parsa, every Parsa is 4 mil, he can walk 40 mil, and the time that it takes from the Shkia till Tzeisak Chavim, one version was that it's 5 mil, and that's rejected, we assume 4 mil, he can only walk 4 mil. So it means from sunrise to sunset, the traveler will walk 32 mil. From Alos HaShachar till Zricha, he can walk another 4 mil. And from the Shkia till Tzeisak Chavim, he can walk another 4 mil. So 4 and 4 is 8, and 32 is 40. That's the 40 mil. So that's the one Gemara. The Gemara says that it takes, how long is it? What's the amount of time? 4 mil. 4 mil is every mil, 22 and a half minutes. 4 times 22 and a half. So it takes 4 mil from Shkia till Tzeisak Chavim. And the other Gemara in the end of Bamei Madlikin says that Tzeisak Chavim is after 3/4 mil. So isn't that a glaring contradiction? So the Rabbeinu Tam gave the Teretz the first hour and 10 minutes is Vada Yoyim. And that's what the Vilna Gaon said. How can it be? And the last 18 minutes, that's Bein HaShemash and Safi Yam Safi Glad. So the Gaonim give, the Vilna Gaon gives a different answer. That Gemara that says that it says HaKochavim is 4 million after the Shkia, that's when it says Kol HaKochavim. That's not says HaKochavim, Gimel Kochavim Beinanim. When does it become Laila Vadai? When you have Gimel Kochavim Beinanim. So the Gimel Kochavim Beinanim, that's 18 minutes after the Shkia. That's 3/4 mil. Bein HaShemashos begins at the Shkia. And then it's a block of time, according to this opinion, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's a block of time. So the 3/4 mil after the Shkia, that's already Tzeisak Chavim. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. So why did the Gemara give a shiur for Tzeis Kol HaKochavim? What's the relevance? No, the Gemara there is talking about travelers. It was trying to establish when is this man of Derech Rechoika. Derech Rechoika is a concept for Korban Pesach. Where is the person at Chatzos on Erev Pesach? At Chatzos is when the Chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach is Chal and all the Jewish people. So if you're so far away from Yerushalayim that the average traveler is going to walk by foot, at least in the days of the Bai Sheni. The average traveler is going to go by foot. So will he be able to reach Yerushalayim before the Shkia? Where he is now, it's Chatzos Hayom on Erev Pesach. Will he reach Yerushalayim? He can't bring the Korban Pesach after the Shkia. He can't bring him before Chatzos. So where are you at Chatzos? So the Mishnah says that you draw a circle around Yerushalayim. The radius of the circle is Tesvav Mil, 15 mil. So if the person is within that circle, mina Modiin v'lifnim, the city Modiin is on that circle. So if you draw a whole circle around Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is in the center, and Modiin is on the circle. So mina Modiin v'lifnim is derech kroiva, mina Modiin v'lachutz is derech rechoika. So even though he's going to travel by horseback, he's going to go by a gamla parcha, by a quick riding camel. He's going to arrive in Yerushalayim in an hour. He's going to come to Yerushalayim 1 o'clock in the afternoon, plenty of time before the Shkia and Erev Pesach. But since at Chatzos, when the Chiyuv Korban Pesach is supposed to be Chal, he was al pidin b'derech rechoika, so he can't bring a Korban Pesach. He's not mechuyav to bring a Korban Pesach. And even if he was memana shliach and they brought the Korban Pesach for him when he was b'derech rechoika, it's not oil for him. He can't be a shutav. Can't be a shutav. Even the Yevid is not. Yes, he has to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara there is saying, the Gemara is talking about travelers, because this din of Derech Rechoika is established based on the average traveler in the days of the Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, would walk by foot such a distance. How much does the average traveler walk? How much of a distance does he walk in the course of a day? That was a big shaila that came up when they invented the railroad. And the average traveler wants to go from the north of Eretz Yisrael to Beis HaMikdash. He's not going to walk by foot. He's not going to walk from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim by foot. He's going to take a train. So the Talmidim of the Nari Behuda had a big machlokes. What's the din when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built? What will be the din? Does the din still depend when I'm a din v'lifnim? Kach nemar halacha l'moshe misina, that's the definition of derech rechoika. It depends on the average traveler walking by foot. Maybe you should say, no, it depends on what how does the average traveler travel such a long distance? So you don't walk by foot. You don't walk by foot from Brooklyn to New York either. You take a train, you take a taxi. Nobody goes by foot a long distance. You walk 5 blocks, 10 blocks, 20 blocks. You don't walk by foot so far away. So maybe since we have the trains today, so maybe we should measure Derech Rechoika by where are you at Chatzos? Will you be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before the Shkia by train? So that was a machlokes, the Talmidim of the Nari Behuda had a big machlokes. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina, so they said, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, Mistam will have Tchias HaMeis Mules Moshe Abeinu. Was it Allah Moshe Messina or not? So what do we have to pass him out to dinner? So they say, no, it's Negev Tehilchas Avelus. Because the Gemara has a din, if one of the family is sitting Shiva, someone died, family sitting Shiva, and one of the members of the family comes to visit, let's say his parents, and he sees everybody sitting Shiva. They had no telephones, they had no emails. So he finds out, he comes into the Beis Ovel and everybody's sitting Shiva. So he came on the sixth day of Shiva. So even though he only observed from the sixth day to the morning of the seventh day, and then the Avelim call it quits, he said, Mitzvah Kukul in the morning of the seventh day, and this fellow just came, he only observed Shiva for one day. So the Gemara says, if he came from Mokam Karev, then Moine Imahim, then he doesn't have to observe more than that. One day is enough. If he came in Mokam Rachak, if he came from a faraway location, then he has to count Shiva on his own. But if he came in Mokam Karev, then his money imam. So what's the definition of makam kor, makam rochek? So Tosfos there quotes from the Rav Haigwan, from the Rif. Tosfos quotes the Rif, b'shem Rav Haigwan, and not Gemara. Makam korov depends on this din of derech rechoika. But whereas by Korban Pesach, it depends, where are you at Chatzos? 15 mil. Why? If you'll walk by foot, will you make it before the Shkia? Will you make it before the Shkia to Yerushalayim? But because before Chatzos doesn't count, and after Shkia doesn't help. But by traveling by Avelis, it depends on one day's traveling. So since the Gemara said there in the ninth Perek Emsochim, one day's traveling is 40 mil, so that's what the Rib says. If the fellow who came back to the, he comes back, the, he walks into the parents' home and he sees everybody sitting shiva, one of his parents passed away. So he only counts with them, he only abridges the shiva if he came imakam karev, if he came from a location that's within 40 mil. So that's the shaila. But today, the average traveler doesn't, if you go traveling in Europe from one city to the other, you go by train, you go by plane, you don't walk by foot. You go by horse. No one's going to walk by foot from one country to the other. You're not going to go by foot. So that was the suffix that they had, Talmidim of the Nadi Yehuda, had this machlokes. So whatever the din will be in the days of the Bais Shlishi, we'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll find out. What's the din la'eis ato? When you get to the din that's called the din of God Labais. If the God Labais is there sitting shiva, and the one who came is Batel, he's tuffled to the God Labais. If he came in Makom Karev, say money mohim. Yeah. So the Achronim say that we're Mekel. And when it comes to Hilchas Avelus, whenever there's any suffix, so any slight suffix, Haldohu, you go Lekula. Even though the din may be when the third base Hamikdash will be built, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu will come back from the dead, and maybe he'll paskin. Okay, if he'll paskin that is makom rochek. So okay, so that'll be, it will change the psak be'avelis. But meanwhile, now we don't know what the din is, whether kach nemer halacha depends on the average traveler walking by foot or the average traveler the way the average traveler would walk such a far distance. So in Hilchas Avelis, we'll make all on that. So that's the shaila today. The average traveler would travel by plane. He wouldn't, if he's going from one continent to the other. So that's where they quote the name of Moshe Feinstein. So the furthest place in the world you can reach in one day. They don't just travel today from Alois HaShachat to Tzitzikom. You take a plane and you can arrive anywhere within one day. You can go to New Zealand within one day. You can go anywhere in the world. You can get within one day. So they quote from Moshe Feinstein, you can't undo the din of Derech Rechoika. It's a parsha in the Chumash. Tell me about Derech Rechoika. You're going to tell me that because Bizman Hazeh, the average traveler would travel from one continent to the other by plane. So therefore, the whole din of Derech Rechoika doesn't apply. Everybody, every location in the world is Makom Karev. How can it be? So they say in the name of Rabbi Moshe, even though it's Mekubal Lehokel, it's Ongenum Lehokel by the Goel Adan, by the God Labayis, if the one of the children finds out in the middle of the Shiva, he comes to the Beis HaOvel, so Mani Mohim, he only observes the last the day or two of the Shiva with the rest of the family. That's only if he came from the same continent. But let's say a lot of people, they go for the Kfura in Eretz Yisrael, then they come back to America. So they say they're from one continent to the other. Eretz Yisrael, there's an ocean mapsik in between. Whether he went to the east or to the west, whatever, it's a different continent. So that's what they quote in Nera Moshe. He said, you can't apply it from one continent to the other. That's for sure not. You're undoing the whole institution of Derech Rechoika. It can't be. That's a din in the Chumash, that there's a din of Derech Rechoika. So this is the big machloik is when is the Bein HaShemosh. So the Shach writes in Yerideya that the minig is not the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. We don't say that the first hour and 10 minutes after the Shkia is Vada Yayim. And a baby boy that was born an hour and 5 minutes after the Shkia, Matzoi Shabbos, is still Vada Yom, and the Bris is Dech HaNek Shabbos. It's not so. We assume that it's the first 18 minutes after the Shkia, yeah. And that the Gemara that says Dalad Milan, that's the Tzeis Kol HaKachavim. What's the significance of Tzeis Kol HaKachavim? That's how much does Adam Beinoni travel in one day to ascertain, to establish what's the din of Derech Rechoika and Derech Kreiva, to establish a din for the Korban Pesach, that's a din deraisa, and the din for Avelis, that's a din derabban, called the Tikkun Rabban and came deraisa Tikkun. They made the din of derabban, and they wanted all the din of derabban to blend in, to become part of the Torah Shabbal Peh, Min HaTorah. So whenever they formulated a din derabban, So they use building blocks that exist on the level of the Raisa. So this concept of Derech Rechoika exists on the level of the Raisa. The fellow is in Modi'in, and he relates to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is 15 mil away, 14 and a half mil away. No, that's the Chumash says. If you're Derech Kroiva, that's called my Mokum. Even though I'm over here, I plan to be in Yerushalayim tonight. I plan to be in Yerushalayim later today. So it's considered, that's considered my Mokum. So they said the same by sitting Shiva. If the Oval comes, Mimokum Karev, and then it comes out that the family is sitting Shiva, it's considered his Mokum. It's considered the base Oval relates to him even before he came. Since at the end of the day, he did show up, he did come, so, and he came in Mokum Karev, so that's considered his Mokum, is considered as if that was a part of his Shiva, even though he wasn't there at the beginning, the first couple of days, he wasn't there at the beginning of the Shiva. So this is the famous Machlekes. So here there's a discussion. We spoke last week about the Machlekes, the Rambam and everybody else. When is there a din of Masif and Mechoil al HaKodesh? So the Rambam holds it's only on Yom Kippur. You have to
we
be...
You can have a Mokum Rechoik.
What?
You can have a Mokum Rechoik now. You can have a Mokum Rechoik now. Also, if a person's in New York, Erev Pesach, even with a plane, he won't get to Yerushalayim in time.
If he takes a jet, he probably will make it. No, if he takes a jet, he will make it. But it's a different continent. So that's what Moshe said. It doesn't help. Even though the meaning is that you take a jet, even if the meaning is that you're going to take a jet such a far distance, but that's Derech Rechoika. From one continent to the other, you can't do away with the whole institution of Derech Rechoika. That's what Moshe said. Yeah. So we spoke a little bit last week about Tosefah Shabbos. So the Rambam only quotes the din of Masif Mechol Al HaKodesh for Yom Kippur Lefana V'Liachrov. He should be Masif Mechol Al HaKodesh, and the other Yamim Tovim Shabbos and Yom Tov he never quotes. So there's a big machlokes in Achrayim. What is the Rambam's opinion by Tosefah by the others? So some Achrayim, we looked, the Stechemet has pages and pages on this. So the Stechemet quotes, some Achrayim understood in the Rambam, the obligation to be Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh is all Yom Kippur, Lefon of Le'achrov. The Shai Yishabos Yom Tevim is not obligation, but if you are Moshef, then it's Chal Men HaTor. Other Achrayim said, no. Who says it's Chal Men HaTor? It's only Chal Med Rabbanan. Other Achrayim said, no, it's not even Chal Med Rabbanan. There's no chiyuv to be Moshef, and it's not even Chal. The only time there's a chiyuv to be Moshef is Yom Kippur, Lefon of Le'achrov, and then it's Chal. And the other Shabbos Yom Tevim, there's no chiyuv Men HaTor, Med Rabbanan, just not Chal. So that's why when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of the Bali Ateses, Bali Ateses say, based on the Gemara that we have, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes, the Gemara says the din of Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh applies to every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, and to Yom Kippur as well. It could be the Mokar is Yom Kippur. The Gemara there on Daf Tes has a whole sugi. What is the Mokar of the institution of Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh? So the Ram Paskins, it's only on Yom Kippur, because he Paskins like that opinion, that v'nisim asnaf shesechem v'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev. So the Gemara said, v'chi v'tisha misanim. Yom Kippur is Asiri, the 10th of Tishrei. It's not the 9th of Tishrei. The Gemara says, no, v'kan shemasifim v'chol al ha'kodesh. You have to start fasting v'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev. Ba'erev means late in the afternoon before Yom Kippur comes in. So the Rambam held that that's the mocker, and it's only Yom Kippur, and it doesn't apply to Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Shulchan Aruch wants the Paskan against the Rambam, but they know the Rambam holds not so. That's why the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim. There are some who say that it's always a mitzvah, Lohos, Mechol Al HaKodesh, all the time. How is that Chal? How, B'toras, what is that Chal? So here there's a Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Aleph, Sivkot Nachof Aleph. Mishnah Berurah writes, how are you Moisev Mechol Al HaKodesh? He writes, Hainu Ayidei Dibur. Who said Ayidei Dibur? So the latest svarim point out the Mishnah Berurah seems to be going with the shita of the Maharal Prague. The Taz quotes Maharal Prague was the god Lador in the days of the Taz. He quotes Maharal Prague. That's the last word in Halacha. So the Taz quotes such a Maharal Prague here in Nisimonim that the whole union of Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh is midin neder. It's like the individual person took a neder not to do Malacha. So he says, just like if you take a neder, you can be mata neder, if you have a valid Pesach HaCharata, if you have a valid cause. If you have no valid cause, you can't just go to a Bez and say, I have Charata now, and I want you to be Mataneta. There is no such thing. It can't be Mataneta. You have to have Charata the Meikora. You have to have Charata that you ever took the Neder. The person has to explain to the Bez, and it has to be honest. If he tells a lie and it doesn't correspond to reality, then the Hatoras Nedarim is not Chal. He has to say, I was too excited. I was too depressed. I was angry. I was sad. Whatever. I was not in a state of equilibrium, and that's why I took the Neder. And if I would have been in a state of equilibrium, I would have not have charata that I was in such a state of mind. So he has charata in the Meikor that he ever took such a neder. But if the neder was fine, the last couple of years the neder was fine, Mikana Habay has charata, that's not called charata. Then there's another way to be matan neder, Pesach. He says, oh boy, I didn't realize what I'm getting myself into. If I would have realized what I'm getting myself into, I would have never had taken the neder. If someone would have mentioned this to me at the time that I took the neder, that you're gonna be in for trouble because this neder means X, Y, Z. So if they would have said it to me, I would have never taken the neder. If it's true, then the Bezin says it's a neder betoy. So mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. But if the facts don't correspond to reality, even if someone would have told them, we would have taken the neder anyway. Or there's no Pesach, or there's no Charata, and he just asked the Bezin for Hatorah. So we assume there is no such Hatorah. We assume there is no such Hatorah Nedarim. So the Maharal Prag was of the opinion, Tosefes Shabbos is Midin Neder. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Neder you need Nefesh Kisah Shavah Levate B'Sosayim. You have to pronounce the Neder with your lips. And B'Nedarim Haloch HaChalosh M'Riodim, whatever you included in the Neder is Chal. So the person could be mekabel according to Maharal Prag. That's what the Taz quotes him on this. How come if you're mekabel to Sefer Shabbos, you're permitted to ask someone else to do malacha for you? Amir Eliakim is not allowed. How come you can ask a goy? So the Maharal Prag says, because to Sefer Shabbos is midin neder, b'nedarim halacha achalosh mani adam. So it's self-understood, he can be mekabel to Sefer Shabbos. The 39 malachas, he can be mekabel to Sefer Shabbos, and 9 malachas are not on 30. He can be mekabel on 30, not on 9. He can be mekabel on some, and not on, he mekabel on their ices, none of their abundant. Whatever you want, he can be mekabel on the net, or whatever you want. So that's what the Maharal Prag says. When the person is mekabel to Sefer Shabbos, it's an umdine that he only meant, I'm not going to do malach. He didn't mean that he's not going to ask a goy, or he's not going to ask another Jew who's a guy's meis, mechavel al kodesh, half an hour before the shkia. He doesn't want to do malach, but he'll ask his wife to do malach, he'll ask someone else to do malach. So that's what the Maharal Prag holds. So they say that this Mishnah Brura, who says, Mekabolas Tasef Shabbos, I befiv, he sounds like he holds that it's midin neder. And like the Maharal Prag, that there's Hataris Nedarim, and you can have Kabolas Tasef Shabbos Lachatzoin. You can be Mekabol Tasef for some dinim, and not for other dinim. Rav Soloveitchik was not happy with that idea. He didn't think it's a din of Nedarim. He thought there's a concept of Masif and Mechol al HaKadosh that you're extending Shabbos. You can't be Mekabel Shabbos Lachatzoyin. And once you Mekabel Shabbos, you can't have a Hatoris Nedarim. It's not Midin Neder. Shabbos is Chal. You're not Chayiv Misi, you're not Chayiv Koris. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Tosefes Shabbos is only an essay. There's no Lav, and there's no Koris, and there's no Misa, and there's no Chatas B'Shoigeg. But it's you're Mekabel Shabbos earlier. He didn't like this idea. Rav Soloveitchik thought the way to be mekabel to Sefer Shabbos is by doing shvisim in malacha. You stop doing malacha l'shem Shabbos. You don't have to say anything. You shvis in malacha l'shem Shabbos. So, and that was the shaila. Let's say yontif is on matzoi Shabbos. Yontif is on matzoi Shabbos. So can you be moseh mechol al hakodesh the end of Shabbos? Can you have tosefes yontif? If let's say if yontif is on erev Shabbos. And then you got to be Moisif. So on Yontif, there's an Issa Malach, but there's a Heterach on Nefesh. On Shabbos, there's an Issa Malach, there's no Heterach on Nefesh. So let's say the person late in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, the person will be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. He wants to be Mekabel Shabbos early. So can you be Moisif Mechol al HaKodesh? So Rav Soloveitchik thought yes, because until the whole day Yontif is going to do Malach HaSachal Nefesh, the last half an hour when he wants to be Moshe Mechol, he's going to abstain even from Leches Echa Nefesh. So it's shaykh to have Tosefes Shabbos, to superimpose Tosefes Shabbos on top of the Yontif. But the reverse, to superimpose Tosefes Yontif on top of Shabbos, Shabbos is also be Malacha more than Yontif. Shabbos, there is no Heter Echa Nefesh. So what is he going to be Mekabel Tosefes Yontif on Shabbos? He interpreted the Gemara in Shabbos like that, that it doesn't make sense. You cannot have... It cannot be Moshe Michael Al Hakodesh. It cannot be Mekabel Yontif. If Yontif falls out on Sunday, it cannot be Mekabel Yontif early on Shabbos afternoon. The reverse, yes, you can be Mekabel Shabbos early if Yontif is on Erev Shabbos. So you will abstain from Malachi, even Malachi Sochanevish, the end of Yontif. So that'll be the Tosefes Shabbos. But the other direction, not. So how much can you be Moshe Michael Al Hakodesh? Let's say the fellow wants to be Moshe. You can make Havdalah till Tuesday night. So let's say Tuesday night, he'll be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. It's already Wednesday. He'll be Moshe Mechal HaKadosh 3 days before Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Tosefes. And then after Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday will be Tosefes Shabbos. So that's a little unreasonable. So we have to have some limit. So what's the upper limit? How much is the earliest that you can be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? So the Ramah says it can't be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. We spoke a little bit last week. So Plag HaMincha, Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. And Plag HaMincha is half of that. So half of 2.5 hours, 1.25 hours. So 1.25 hours before the end of the day is Plag HaMincha. So that's another machlokes. When you calculate, let's say, Zmane Kriyashma. So Kriyashma is until Sof Gimel Shoes Bayom. Zman Tfila till Sof Dalet Shoes Bayom. So how do you calculate and plug on Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ktana? Mincha Gdola is a half an hour after Chatzos, and Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day, and plug on Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So what's the beginning of the day? What's the end of the day? So that's in Hilchas Mincha, in Reish Lamed Gimel, that's Machloikis, the Magen Avraham has the two shitas, and the Be'er Agro likes one of the two. So the Be'er Agro likes the shita that you go from sunrise to sunset to calculate. So the Plag HaMincha is going to be an hour and a half before sunset. An hour and a half before sunset. And the Sof Zman Kriyashma is going to be Shoz Manios, Gimel Shoz, going from sunrise to sunset. Even though before sunrise, it's Vadayom from Alos HaShacharan. It's Vadayom. L'chatchili shouldn't read the Megillah then, but the B'dieved, the Mishnah says B'dieved, if you read the Megillah after Alos HaShachar, that's a long time before, over an hour before sunrise. So B'dieved, you would be Yotze. Or you blew Shofar then, or you said Hallel then. So the Mishnah says, L'chatchili, you shouldn't do a Dovish Mitzvah Sabayom. You shouldn't really do the Mitzvah until after sunrise. But B'dieved, if you did, so B'dieved, you Yotze from Alos HaShacharan. So even though it's Vadayom from Alos HaShacharan, even though Ben HaShmash is Sofiyom Sofik Laila, when you get to the calculation of the Zmani Hayom, the Vilna Gaon adapts that opinion in the Magen Avraham, is based on a Rambam, that you go from sunrise to sunset. So the Plag HaMincha is going to be an hour and a quarter before, an hour and a quarter shows manias before the Shkia. But the Magen Avraham quotes the two opinions, and he has the other opinion, no, you calculate from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKrachovim. Alos HaShachar, we understand, because it's Vadayam, till Tzeis HaKrachovim. So you should really go the Chumra in both directions, because Bein HaShmash is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So why does he? But that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham quotes the two opinions, and we usually assume it's Machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Be'er Agro. So Magen Avraham says when you're calculating this Mani Hayayim, so you go from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKrachovim. So if you hold like the Rabbi Natam and the Rishonim, the Tzeis HaKrachovim is an hour and a half after the Shkia, and Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKrachovim. So a lot of times the Plag HaMincha will be after the Shkia. According to Rabbi Natam, is no problem because it's Vadayom for an hour and 10 minutes and it's only Ben HaShmash is the last 18 minutes after the hour and 10 minutes. So the Plag HaMincha is going to be after the Shkia. Okay, it's still Vadayom. So the Ramban writes in one place, also, you can't be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos earlier than Plag HaMincha. Why? What is Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha is a concept that exists on the level of the Raisa, an hour and a quarter before Sof Hayom. Where do you have that? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gaon and says like this, Tosefes Shabbos is a concept, according to Tosefes, is a concept that exists. And it's chal. And if you're moshev, it's chal yichud min haTorah. To be moshev mechal haKodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pirkei Avodim based on the Shulchan Aruch. It says, when do you do Tosefes Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the 4 milin after the Shkia, that's 4 milin after the Shkia, an hour and a half after the Shkia is going to be tzeis. The last 18 minutes of that Zman is Ben HaShmoshes. The first hour and 10 minutes is Vad HaYom. So you could be Moshe Mechoel Al HaKodesh any time from after the Shkia till the last 18 minutes. Last 18 minutes is Safi Gam Safik Laila. Ben HaShmoshes Safi Gam Safik Laila. So that you don't have to be Moshe Mechoel Al HaKodesh. That's fake of the Reis HaLechumra. But where is there room for Tosefes? Any time between the Shkia and the beginning of the Ben HaShmoshes, that hour and 10 minutes. So the Prima Gaonim writes, that's the Sefer Shabbos Daraisa. That's the Sefer Shabbos Daraisa. But if you're going to be Moshe, if you're going to calculate the other way, you're going to say, Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. So the Ramban writes, why is Plag HaMincha relevant over here? Because it's Kamat the same as Shkia. So it's after the sun sets. It makes sense. It's already an Inyan of Lila. The sun is not shining anymore. So it's shaykh to be Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh. They say, I want to be Mekabel Shabbos now. But if you've got to be Mekabel Shabbos before the Shkia, so the Ramah says you can do that also. Mechabit talks about Tosefes Shabbos after the Shkia, before the last 18 minutes. If you want, you can make all of it Tosefes Shabbos. Want, you can make part of it Tosefes Shabbos. So the Prima Gaonim says that Tosefes Shabbos, that's after the Shkia, that makes sense. Menat Eretz Chal. Tosefes Shabbos before the Shkia, like we usually follow the Grah, so the Plagam in the summertime when we daven after Plagam Mincha, so we assume Plagam Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. So that doesn't correspond to anything on the level of the Reis, an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. So that the Prima Gaonim holds that Tosefes Shabbos, that's only Chal Mid Rabbanan. On the level of the Reis, there is no such thing. So that's the Shaila. If you hold like the Vilna Gaon, like the Gaonim Shita, that Ben HaShmoshes is not an hour and 10 minutes, doesn't begin an hour and 10 minutes after the Shkia. Ben HaMashas begins right away with the Shkia. According to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't. Rabbi Yossi holds, it's either the last half a minute of Rabbi Yehuda's man, or the next terrifying, either the last terrifying of Rabbi Yehuda's block of time, or the next terrifying after that. And until that is Vadayan. But if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ben HaMashas begins right away at Shkia, so Tosefes has to be before the Shkia. So that's the question. So it's a good question that the Prima Gaonim asks. How can that Tosefes be chal from Plag HaMincha on? Plag HaMincha, it doesn't exist on the level of the Reise. Where, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the Reise Tikkun. Where does Plag HaMincha play a role on the level of the Reise? Lemaisa, they always brought the Tamash Lebein Abayim before Plag HaMincha. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds. Can only daven mincha up until Plag HaMincha, and after Plag HaMincha, you can daven Ma'ariv. Why? Because the Chachamim instituted the Zman Tefillah corresponding to the Zman that they actually brought the Karbonis. So they never brought the Karbon Tamash Al Ben Abayim so late. They never brought it in the last hour and a quarter of the day. And the Chachamim say no, that it doesn't depend on the actual Zman when they actually brought the Karbonis. It depends on the theoretical Zman. So theoretically, you can bring the Tamash Al Ben Abayim up until the Shkia. So that's why the Chachamim have machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same, the Aruch HaShulchan points this out. There's a machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. When is the Tzavos Man Shachris? When is the Tzavos Man Musaf? When is the Tzavos Man Mincha? So the Aruch HaShulchan points out, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it depends. The Tzavos Man Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, the supposed to correspond to this man that they actually brought the Tomash al Shachar. They never brought the Tomash al Shachar so late after Dalet Shos Bayom. So you can't daven Shachris after Dalet Shos. Nachum say no. Since theoretically the Tamash al Shachar can be brought until Chatzais, so it's still good. They never brought the Musaf so late in the day after Zayin Shos, an hour after Chatzais. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't daven Musaf after Zayin Shos Bayom. We don't pask like that because we pask in that the Zman of Musaf depends on the theoretical Zman of Hakros HaMusaf, not on the actual Zman. And the same thing Mincha. They never brought the Tamash al Ben Abayim so late in the day in the last hour and a quarter of the day. They always brought it before, but theoretically, you can bring the Tamash al Ben Abayim up until the Shkia. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains. All three is one big machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. We know that the the Zman HaTfila instituted by the Chachamim corresponding to the Zman of the Karbonis? Is it supposed to correspond to the theoretical Zman of the Karbonis? Or does it correspond to the actual Zman when they actually brought the Karbonis? But Plaga Mincha, the level of the Raisa, doesn't play a role at all. So that's why the Prima Gadim thinks that Tosefta Shabbos, if you're being Moisef, like the Mechaber writes, after the Shkia, before the last three quarters of a mil, so it's at least the sunset. So it makes sense to be Mechabal Tosefta Shabbos. But if you're Mechabal before the Shkia, after Plaga Mincha, before the Shkia, that doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. How can that be Chal Min HaTorah? There's no shaykhs but Shabbos. But if you're all like the Vilna Goyim, that Plaga Mincha, you can be Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is always going to be before the Shkia. So you have to say that's their Raisa. After the Shkia is already Ben Hashmoshes, according to Rabbi Yudah. There is a Braisa in the Gemara there in the end of Bama Madlikin. When you see one star in the sky, is Vadayim. When you see two stars in the sky, is Ben Hashmoshes. When you see three stars in the sky, then it's already Tzeisar Kochavim. So the Vilna Goyen asks, how much time is there between the ability to see one star and two stars and three stars? If you can already see two stars, it's going to be a half a minute later. You're going to see the third star. So he said, that brisa that says, Kochav Echad is Vadayim. Shnei Kochavim is Ben Hashmasha. Shlosha Kochavim is Laila. He said, that brisa is Shaloi Kalocha. That brisa goes like Rabbi Yossi, that Ben Hashmasha is only a Harafayim. So until the time that you can see two stars, it's Vadayim. That'll be the first 18 minutes or so. The first 17 and a half minutes, let's say. Rabbi Yudah holds that the last 18 minutes is Ben Hashmash's 18 minutes. So Rabbi Yossi holds, no, the first 17 and a half minutes of the 18 minutes is Vadayim. And then the last half a minute, you can see one kochav, two kochavim, three kochavim. That's going to be within a half a minute. So he says, that famous brisa, kochav echad vadayim, shnei kochavim bein hashmashes, shloshim kochavim vaday laila, that's aliba de Rabbi Yossi. But we're machma like Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds that it's the whole block of time. So it's not vadayim if you see kochav echad. It's bein hashmashes begins from the shkia on. So again, so the earliest time you can be mekabel Shabbos is plaga mincha. And that's a question that Prima Gadim says, plaga mincha. What does it correspond to? It must be, if you mekabel Tosefta Shabbos before the shkia, after plaga mincha, if you hold like that opinion, like the Bir Agro, like the Magen Avraham and Reish Lama Gimel, the Hilchos Mincha quotes the two opinions. If you hold like that, so the Prima Gadim thinks that how can that work Menater? How can that be Tosefta Menater? It must be that's only Midirabban. He thinks it's only Menater if you're Moisif after the shkia. According to the Bir Agro, it's already Ben Hashmashes then, Kim. And what is it? So you can't be Moisef Mechal Al Kodesh Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Moisef 3 days. What about after Shabbos is over? It could be Moisef Sunday, Monday, Tuesday also. So we assume that there's an upper limit. So what could possibly be the upper limit? So Rav Soloveitchik said he once heard from his father, then he found it in Shubas Agoinim. I think he said he found part of it, and maybe he found all of it. I don't remember. So he said that Gemara that says Tzeisa Kochavim is Dalid Milan. So according to the Bir Agro, Bein Hashmashes is the first three quarters of a mil after Shabbos, after Shkia, and then it's Tzeisar Kochavim. Tzeisar Kochavim, that's Vaday Laila. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Tzeisar Kochavim is Dalad Milan, so that's for Tzeis Kol HaKochavim. So where is that relevant? So that's relevant for the din of Derech HaChayka. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik said in the Tshuvas HaGadim, they say it's relevant until Tzeis Kol HaKochavim, till Dalad Milan, you can be Moshe Mechol HaKodesh. After Dalad Milan, that's already too far away. Just like it can't be Moisef Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, to hold Tosefta Shabbos till Tuesday Shkia, you can say Havdalah till Shkia on Tuesday. We paskin. Machlokes and Gemara, we paskin can say Havdalah till Tuesday. But you can't be Moisef Mechol HaKodesh till Tuesday night. So he thought that according to the Geinim, that the Gimel, that the Dalad Milan is Tzeis Kol HaKochavim, for travelers, for the din of Derech HaChayka, does it have any relevance for Yom HaLaila? So he said, maybe that's the maximum that you can be Moisef Mechol HaKodesh. Then he posed the question, but if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Dalad Milan, it says, HaKochavim Gimel Kochavim Beinonim, that's what the Gro says, HaChush Makrish, how can you say that? It's Keneged Metzius. You look outside an hour and 10 minutes after the Shkia, pitch black, there are 100 Kochavim in the sky then. That's a Pella. So that if you all like the goyim, though, that like the if you all like the rabbeinu tam and many rishonim, that it's not says a kohavim till an hour and a half after the shkia. So that's sofik yom sofik laila till an hour and a half after the shkia. So when can be meis? What is the maximum that you can be meisif mechol ala kodesh hametzoy Shabbos till when? So Rasa Leitchik said from his father, probably until midnight. After midnight already belongs to, how can you say that it belongs to yesterday? It already belongs to tomorrow. Sometimes that's relevant la'alocha. Midnight is sometimes relevant la'alocha, not only for this idea of if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzeisa Kochavim is dalet milin after the shkia. So what is the maximum? So the maximum is midnight. So you have the Balatanya has a psak. A couple of years ago, we were touring in St. Petersburg in the middle of the summer. We toured in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So in St. Petersburg in the middle of the summer, when we went, there's no Tzeisa Kochavim. There's the sun sets, and then it's Bein Hashmashos until the sun rises the next morning. So you have to observe, it's Bein Hashmashos the whole time. So you have to observe Issa Malacha till the morning. So when do you daven Ma'ariv? There's no Tzeisa Kochavim. That's a problem. So the people who live there in St. Peter, it's a couple of weeks in the year, in the middle of the summer, that they have no Tzeisa Kochavim. So they have a psak from the Balatanya that up until midnight is Bein Hashmashos of Matzoi Shabbos, and after midnight is already Alos HaShachar for Sunday morning. So we didn't, our group, we weren't thinking. So we waited till after midnight to make Havdalah, and then we drank the Havdalah wine, and then we ate. We had the Malava Malka. We shouldn't have eaten. It was already Alos HaShachar of Sunday morning. You're not allowed to eat after Alos HaShachar. You're not allowed to eat before Shachris. So the people who live there, I think they told us that their practice is they wait till Sunday morning to say Havdalah. Since you can say Havdalah until Tuesday night, Shkia till Tuesday night, and if you're going to make, it's not right to make Havdalah before midnight, it's still Shabbos. It's not right to make Havdalah on Shabbos. But if you have a big Gemara, so if you made Havdalah on Shabbos, so you're Yotze Havdalah, but you can't do Malachas. You can only do Malachas after midnight. Up until midnight is called Bein Hashmashos of Shabbos, and after midnight is called Alos HaShachar for Sunday morning. So that's probably the best etza to save. When do they daven Ma'ariv? I don't know. We should have asked the local people. I don't know. When do they daven Ma'ariv? Those couple of weeks in the middle of the summer.
On Sunday morning, what do they do about Nerim B'Samim?
I think you only say Nerim B'Samim if you say Amatzoi Shabbos, yeah.
So can you do B'Samim at night when there's no Malach involved?
Yeah, okay. You can say Ma'ariv B'Nim B'Samim. Yeah, the Gemara said you can be Rebbe Mefazran. The Gemara said the Rebbe would say Bar Minim Samim separately, Bar Mi'ar separately, then he would say Havdalah separately. You can say separately. So Bar Mi'ar, you only say after midnight. Okay. You're allowed to do Malach already then. And you can say Bar Minim Samim also after midnight. But when do you daven Ma'ariv? When do you daven Ma'ariv? If you're going to wait till after midnight, so it's already Alos HaShachar Sunday morning. So I don't know. It's not a smart idea to visit St. Petersburg that season of the year.
In Anchorage, they did daven at night, and they made Havdalah in the morning.
They daven at night. Also, they have
At least years ago, they davened at night, but they made Havdalah in the morning.
Okay. Here in... So the Mishnah says... Again, going back to the Mishnah, if it's Bein Hashmashos, so it says you're not allowed to emadlik masaner. You're not allowed to do a malacha deraisa. That's sofik deraisa lechumra. And even dinim the rabbanon. So that's what Tosis explains. Only a gzera the rabbanon kala. Gzera kala is muta Bein Hashmashos b'makom tzorach gadol of a makom mitzvah. Gzera chamura is aser. Malacha for sure is aser. Yeah. What's the din of amir liyakum? Let's say it's Bein Hashmashos. And I want to ask a Nochri to do Malach, and it's very important. A big tzorah gadol. what is Amir Eliakim considered a malacha midrabbanan, or is it considered only a gzera? And if it's a gzera, is it a gzera kala? Is it a gzera chamura? So usually for chayla, we discussed a little bit. For chayla she'ein bo sakana, we allow. We allow people to violate all the gzeris. We don't allow one to violate the malacha de rabbanim. We only allow gzeris. So, for example, to take medication for a chayla shem b'sakana, so the Shulchan Aruch is mekel. The Mishnah Tzayankiv is not happy with that. He thinks that we should, the simple reading of the Gemara is not so, but the Mishnah Berurah didn't quote it. So he Mishnah Berurah only quotes those achranim that are quoted in the Sefer Pischei Tshuva. It's not a taina on the Mishnah Berurah, it's a taina on the Pischei Tshuva, why he didn't quote the Mishkan Es Yankiv. Every so often, Mishnah Berurah quotes some exotic achron that's not on the daf. So he only quotes those achronim that are quoted there's a Sefer Pischei Tshuva. It's a likut of later achronim, because the Sefer Tshuva, next to the Beheita, was written by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius and his brother, who lived in the early 1800s. So he didn't have access to a Chsam Sefer, Chsav Sefer, many achranim he didn't have. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes all of the Pischei Tshuva in Yerodeh, Aben Ezra, Chosh Mishpat. So one of the Vilna Dayanim made a Pischei Tshuva and Orech Haim also. And he has a Likut of achranim. So the Mishnah Berurah always quotes the achranim on the daf. He'll quote the Maimon Mordechai, Nechem, and Moshe, and Prima Godim, all the achranim on the daf. But if it's some exotic Mar Mokam, a Tshuvas Chasam Sefer, a Tshuvas Agur Bo Halecho, or a Tshuvas Chasam Sefer or something, Ksav Sefer, so that he'll only quote what appears in the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva didn't quote this Mishkan Zayak. So we in Shulchan Aruch it says Ochel Hashem B'sakana Amir Eliakim is Mutter. That's a Gemara Kuf Chav Tes. In Shah Amir Eliakim is Mutter, and to play music that he should fall asleep is Mutter for the Ochel Hashem B'sakana. If he needs sleep in order to recover from his sickness and he can't sleep, so playing music will help him because Mashmiya Kol is only a Gzera. So we're matter all exeris. So Benigir, what do you say that one? So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Amir Eliakim is mutter for Chol Hashem Misakana, because we don't say Yesh Lichus Lakim Lachumer in Shluchus Ladim Kamosah. It's considered as if I did the malacha. Amir Eliakim is not a malacha even with the rabban. It's exeris with the rabban. You're not allowed to ask the guy to do for you, lest next time you'll do it on your own. So it's exeris of b'makom chol Hashem b'sakana when mekel on all exeris. Rechitza b'chamin is muta. So there we assume Amir Eliakim is only exer. What about here, Bein Hashmashes? We assume it's exera, or do we assume maybe it's a special kula by chol Hashem b'sakana? We treat it like exera. Maybe it's exera chamura. So that's a shaila. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens called Ovishim Shem Shvus. The Gozrol of Bein Hashmashes, the Bein Hashmashes, if it's a Tzara Godel, we would allow Amir Eliakim. In other words, it's a gzera kala. Amir Eliakim is a gzera, not a malacha midrabanan, and it's a gzera kala, not like poches ben dalanam, it's a gzera chamura, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Tosfos and Erevin that you're not allowed to do that, bein hashmashes. So that's a machlokes. Shulchan Aruch paskens that Amir Eliakim is muta bein hashmashes to tzara gadol, and the Mishnah Tzayankiv thinks that it should be yosa. Yeah. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, Amir Eliakim is muta b'makom tzara gadol. So the Magen Avraham has like this. Let's say the Balabaster forgot to ben shlicht, and it's bein hashmashes already. It's bein hashmashes safik deraisa l'chumer. So she can't light the candles bein hashmashes. Her husband is davening in shul mincha kabbalah shabbos ma'ariv, and she's at home, and they're going to be sitting in the dark. The whole house is dark. So the Magen Avraham says she's allowed to ask the guy to light the candles. Amir Eliakim, Mechaba Pascha, Amir Eliakim is Mutter, Bein Hashmashes, Kol Davishim Mishim Shvus, Legazuela Bein Hashmashes, the Tzara Godel, they're going to be sitting in the dark. But so then the Goy can't say the Bracha Shikr Hashem Tassan Lahalik Nesh al Shabbos. So the Isha, the Balabasta, who asked the Goy, would be allowed to say the Bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Yeah, does that apply, Bizman Azeh? Usually the lights are on in the whole house by us. So if the Balabasta didn't ben shlicht, I mean, the whole house is lit anyway. She didn't fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas haneris. So we had last week, we learned the Shulchan Aruch. What are you supposed to do? The lights are on. You're supposed to turn out the lights, turn them on the Shem Shabbos, light the candle, the Shem Shabbos, say the bracha. So that's not such a tzara gadol. That's a makom mitzvah. It's our gadol. The lights are on. The lights of the house. They're not going to be sitting in the dark. I don't know if we would be mekel on that bisman hazeh. But that Magen Avraham that he says the goy is going to light the candles because the house is going to be dark. So that's bein hashmashis. So that's our gadol. They ask the goy to light the candles on Shabbos. Amir liyakam mezaser on Shabbos. Even makom mitzvah. There is an opinion. They quote the Baluita holds amir liyakam is muta b'makom mitzvah. The Rama quotes that. Because the Gemara says in Gittin Dav Ches, that B'makom Yishe Beretz Yisrael, L'gozabei Rabbanan, we allow Amir Eliakum, you want to buy, the Arabs are auctioning off real estate, and they're only having the auction on Shabbos. So Rab Kook Paskin, based on the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, you're permitted to go with a goy and bid, and have the goy sign the papers and give over the money and buy Mishum Yishe Beretz Yisrael. So means to buy the land up from the Arabs, it should be in Jewish control. That in Goy Shehen, so that's Yishev Eretzel Hitiru. So based on that Gemara, the Baluita was all the opinion, Amir Eliakim is Mutta b'makom mitzvah, any mitzvah. We don't follow that Shita. We pass, it's only Mutta Shvuz the Shvuz b'makom mitzvah. It's only the Rabbanan. We allow Amir Eliakim, but if it's a Melocha Deraisa, we don't allow. So they ask the Goy to turn on the lights on Shabbos, we assume it's a Melocha Deraisa. So that even though it's a makom mitzvah, the alternative is going to be eating in the dark. You have no brevet. We don't allow Amir Eliakum, even the makom mitzvah. But if it's Bein Hashmashes, so then the Shulchan Aruch says Lahakel. If the alternative is it's going to be they're going to be sitting in the dark, so that's a big tzara gadol. That's a big shas hatchak. So we would allow. So the Magen Avraham says the Balabasti can recite the bracha. So all the poskim say we don't. The Mishkan Yankiv has a tshuva and a sefer Kahelos Yankiv, and other achranim say we don't accept that Magen Avraham. The woman is not doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. The Goy is doing the Maisa HaMitzvah HaMadloka. The woman is fulfilling the mitzvah, but if you fulfill a mitzvah without doing a Maisa HaMitzvah, you don't say a bracha. You only say a bracha when you do a Maisa HaMitzvah. So they point out this Magen Avraham seems to be Lushito Soy. The din is if you move into a house, you buy a house, you move in, so you have to put up mezuzahs. So when you put up the mezuzah, you say a bracha. What if you move into a house and the previous people left the mezuzahs there? They left kosher mezuzahs. So you don't have to, you should take down the mezuzah and put it up again. You're not mechayev to take it down and put it up. So the Magen Avraham says, when you move and you say, bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvah sevitzivano, ladur babayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. So the achrenim all disagree. The Pischei Tshuva and Yeridei in the end of Hilchas Mezuzah quotes the Chidah, who says, all the achrenim disagree with this Magen Avraham. What do you mean, ladur babayis sheyesh bo mezuzah? There is no such bracha. And you only say a bracha when you're doing a maisa mitzvah. Here you're not doing any maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is the kliyas mezuzah. Let's say someone doesn't feel well. He can't get out of bed. And he asked me to do him a favor and put up the mezuzahs on his house. So I'm doing him a favor by nailing up the mezuzahs. I'm fulfilling a mitzvah gemilas chasadim. But who is fulfilling the mitzvah mezuzah? He is. But he's not doing the maisa kliyas mezuzah. So the bottom line, who says the bracha? The one who's nailing on the mezuzah says the bracha, even though he doesn't have a kiyum mitzvah mezuzah, he has a kiyum mitzvah gemilas chasadim, is doing a taiva for the balabayas. But the balabayas can't
say it's not a shlech mitzvah.
So shlech shalom kamaisai, where does that leave? So who should say what bracha?
So he does the maisa and he does the bracha. He can do the bracha.
But shlech shalom kamaisai means it relates back to me. But bottom line, I didn't do the Maisa HaMitzah. So I can't, the one who's lying in the bed can't say the bracha al kviyas mezuzah. The Jew who's nailing up the mezuzah says the bracha, even though he's not become the mitzvah mezuzah, he's only become the mitzvah gemilas chasadim, he's doing a teva for the other one. But the one who does the Maisa HaMitzah says the bracha. So these two Magen Avrahams are the shittas, and Magen Avraham has a chiddush that we don't accept. That when you have a kiyum mitzvah, even though you're not doing any maisa mitzvah, you say a bracha on that. You say a bracha when the goy lights the neiris, the balabasta says the bracha. And he says, when I move into a house that has mezuzahs on the door, I'm not doing the kviyas on mezuzah. I move into a house that has mezuzahs, so I say a bracha, lo debabai sheyesh ba mezuzah. So that's what we don't really, that's what the Mishkan is Yankee and others say, we don't really accept this Magen Avraham. We hold that you only say a bracha when you're doing a maisa mitzvah. In fact, sometimes you say, the Rambam writes, the dalam minim shebelulav ha'akvim zeze, but you don't have to hold them all at the same time. Machlek is the Rambam in Tosis. Tosis says, even though we pass in lulav, ein etzor cheged, even if the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravos are not tied together, if you pick them up all up together, you yotze, So Tosfos says, but you have to pick up all the four bevasachas. If you pick up the lulav separately, and the hadasim separately, and the esrog separately, you're not yotze. And the Rambam writes, not so. You can pick each one up bezachazeh, and you'll be yotze. So he says, if you pick it all up together, you say one bracha on the tilas lulav. And the Gemara says, why on the tilas lulav? Because lulav is taller than the others, so that's why he said the bracha on the tilas lulav. In Yiddish, you call it bench and esrog, but the nusach bracha is bench and lulav on the tilas lulav. You don't say on the tilas esrog. But if the Rambam says, if you pick them up, then you say four brachas, say a bracha anatilas esrog, anatilas lulav, anatilas aravis, anatilas adasim. But there's only one mitzvah. The dalamina ma'ak from zeh, there's only one mitzvah. What are you saying, four brachas? So the answer is, it's not a kasha, it's one mitzvah, but there are four different ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. If you would pick them all up together, there's only one ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, then you say one bracha. If you pick each one up, the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. That if you pick up the Zechazet, the Lul, the Esrog, Hadas, Ma'arabis, you Yotze, even though you didn't hold all four Bevasachas, you Yotze, and he says, in that case, you say four brachas.
The brachas. What happens if I would pick up two at a time? I picked up
what
the Lulav
brachas?
And the Hadasim.
And Stam, he'll say, Anatilas Lulav Hadasim, and then he'll say, Anatilas Esrog Ma'arabis. Okay. That's the Rambam also writes the same by Pesach night. The Rambam says, if you want, you can eat like Hillel, korchem evasachas, you eat the matzah in the morot. The Rambam holds you don't eat Pesach matzah umor. The Rambam disagrees, but they had a different gears in the Gemara. We have the gears that the Hillel holds, you eat Pesach matzah umor b'kricha achas. So the Rambam's gears was the Pesach you eat separately, the matzah umor, you have a brera. If you want, you can eat them together. If you want to eat them separately. So he said, if you eat them together b'kricha achas, then you say one bracha al achilas matzah samror. And if you eat them separately, then you say a separate bracha al achilas matzah and a separate bracha al achilas mor. Even though the mitzvah of mor doesn't really exist as the mitzvah matzah exists as a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah mor is only hechsher de pischa. But nonetheless, they're two separate maisa mitzvahs. So you say two brachas. Yeah. Okay, Belinetta, next week we'll have to continue a little more in this topic. Let's, before we close, maybe I'll just say a brief comment on the Parsha. We have the first seven Makas and Parsha's Boy in Va'era, and then next Shabbat is going to be Parsha's Boy. You have the remaining three Makas. So the last Makas in Parsha's Va'era is Borod. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks Paro, should I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the Borod? So he says, yeah, yes. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and says, "Vayifras says Kapa Vel Hashem." He raises his hands and he davens. And this appears not only here in the end of Parsha Ve'era. You have by Tefillah Shlomim, Shlomim Melech built the first Beis Hamikdash. You offered a beautiful Tefillah. Also, Vayifras says Kapa. You have different places in Tanakh where the tzaddikim used to daven the Frisas Kapayim. So Rabbi Kivega and Arachaim and Hilchas Tefillah raise. He quotes the Achronim who raise a question when the Tak. When the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, when the Chachamim, when they instituted Tefillah, why didn't they institute but Krisas Kapayim? Why they institute you stand with your feet together? Why not Krisas Kapayim is the way they daven in Tanakh? So he says this was an early practice to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Krisas Kapayim, but in the later generations, when the Avodah Avodah Zarah adopted it, they would raise their hands to pray to their Avodah Zarahs. So the Chachamim didn't want to have that practice anymore. Even though it's the Jews did it originally, the Heilige Tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu did it, Shlomo HaMelech did it, other Tzaddikim in Tanakh daven b'Krisas Kapayim, but since it became a practice, like what is ours, so they didn't introduce it. So it's interesting, there's a Bir Agro on the Pasuk in the beginning of Yeshaya. It's the Haftarah for Chazon Yeshaya. The Pasuk says, U'v'arischem kapechem, alamein amikem, yidechem domim aleu. So what does it go on? So the Gemara says it goes on Kain Shaharges HaNefesh. He's stretching his hands out in order to duchen. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to listen. Alamein HaMekem, I'm not going to listen to the duchenin because Yidechem Domim Aleu. So Gemara learns from the Pasuk, Kain Shaharges HaNefesh, Leisas Kapav. If a Kain killed someone, we assume even if he did Shuvah, we shouldn't let him duchen. So the Biragro over there on Yeshaya comments, Parishchem HaKapechem, there are two kinds. There's for duchening and for davening, and they're different. So he says, when you daven, priest says, kapayim, you hold the hands like this, with the palms up, You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you something. And when you're duchen, you're giving bracha, so you hold your hands with the palms down as if the Kohanim are giving a bracha. He says, Moshe Lamad David Daimah, the opening Mishnah Masech HaShabbos, where the Masech HaShabbos has 24 prokim, so it starts with Hoitzor. It's out of order. The Mishnah Nayin Gimel starts of its malachas, Aboim Chasarachas, so the Masechta starts right away with Hoitzor. So it says the Balabais is in the house and the Oni is in the street. The Oni is asking for an Adava. He has his hand stretched out. Can you give me some money? Can you give me some food? So the Balabais is in the Rishus HaYochid and the Oni is standing in the Rishus HaRabim. So if the Balabais puts the food into his basket, he puts money into his hand. So then the Balabais said, the Akiribit HaHanoche. So he did the whole Malach of Hoitzor. But if the Oni puts his basket into the hand of the Balabais, then the Oni did the Akira Nanocha, so the Oni did the whole Malocha. So the Vilna Gaon says the Oni is begging for an Adaba, so he holds his hands like this with the palms up. The Oshir, the Balabais in the house, he's giving, he holds his hands with the palms down. So he said that's the difference between the two forms of priestess kapayim. That when you're duchen, you're giving bracha, so you hold with the palms down. When you're dam takarish bochu, you hold your hands up like this with the palms up, you're asking for an Adaba. But that's where Rabbi Kadega quotes, we don't have that practice anymore because since the Ovdei Avodah Zarah have adopted it, so they hijacked it, so we don't want to do. That's like Matseva. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim, Matseva was Ahuva Bizman HaOvos. The Ovos would bring a Matseva as a Mizbech that only has one stone. Mizbech has a lot of stones, but if you have a Matseva, one stone, it was Ahuva Bizman HaOvos. They brought Karbonis LaShamayim on a Matseva. And then later on, because it was adopted by Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so it says, L'sakon locha matzeva shesonei Hashem alakecha. It used to be Ahuva, but because it was adopted by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so now it's shesonei Hashem alakecha. So that's the pasuk in the end of today's sedra, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, he was davening b'frisas kapayim.
Thank you very much, Rav Shechter. Thanks, everyone.
Next week, we will continue. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone who tuned in special tonight, learning for Mrs. Kuperman. And as many of you know, Rav Shecht is not only the Rish Kolel of the Katz Kolel, but also has a special group of Kuperman fellows every year who learn L'Zeich HaNishmas David Kuperman, whose yahrzeit I think is this Shabbos, and attended the shir for many years. And Mirtz Hashem, the neshama of both David Kuperman and Ann Kuperman should be uplifted, and they should continue to live on through the words of Torah and the programs that they sponsored. Thank you, everybody.
When someone sees sunlight, the menorah, he makes the bracha, and there's no ma'isa there.
That's a birchas haraya. Okay, it's a different, it's a special takana, birchas haraya. He doesn't say the hadlik ner. He says she'as anisim shachyanu. But the first birchas hamitzvah he doesn't say. Birchas hamitzvah, only say, if you do a ma'isa hamitzvah.
Mm-hmm. May I please ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
If it's 15 mil from Chatzos to Shkia, Modi'in to Yerushalayim, so then the Cheshbin is only 30 mil from Neitz to Shkia.
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking of it as I was saying it over. I have to look in the Gemara again. How is it 32? I thought it's 4 and 4. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. We left out a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Also, according to the Vilna Gaon Lemaisa, how does he hold that the Tosefis would be Doraisa from Plaga Mincha?
Yeah, I think so. He has to.
And how would he answer the Prima Godin's question? Or?
I don't know. It's a good question. Where do you find the concept of Plaga Mincha on the level of the Raisa? The whole thing doesn't exist. The whole thing, there is no Zman of Plaga Mincha. Yeah. It's only been a get to Dinam Derabonim. I don't know.
Is it 22?
The Ben Hashmashis begins at Shkir. The Gron the Balatanya. That according to Rabbi, the Ben Hashmashis begins at Shkir. Yeah.
Is the 22 and a half minutes independent of latitude?
Hello?
No. That depends on latitude and longitude. Yeah.
Right. So that's the line. Just even with the Kochav Rishon and the Kochav Shlishi, the Brisa would be in Eretz Yisrael. In Vilna, it's going to be a higher latitude. It'll be longer between the first and the third. It still won't be that long, but it'll be longer between the first and the third.
Okay, yeah, but he's asking, the Gemara says that you travel 40 mil And between Alois HaShachar and Zrich is only 4 mil. Between Shki and Tzitzchacham is 4 mil. Okay. Then in the middle is 32 mil. So after 32 is 16. So how come he said that it's Tezvav mil? I got to take a look. Maybe it's Tezayin. I got to take a look. Look again in the ninth parak of Soch.
Well, right. Jewish Chronomy has four shitos for tzeis. And then he has a sticker in the back of the book saying to go by a different thing through the Breuer's community specifically. But it's based on the angle of depression of the other sun below the horizon, the negative angle of elevation.
Right, right.
Taking into account the altitude and atmospheric refraction also. Mm-hmm. I'll send an email with the things. To clarify what I said about Anchorage, when we were there, it was a month and a half after the solstice. We made Havdalah, we davened Marav, and we did make Havdalah. I computed at the time that Tzeis was about 20 to 12.
Oh, there was a Tzeis?
There was a Tzeis, because it's 400 miles below the circle. Even Fairbanks is 100 miles below the circle. But when you get close, it doesn't go down enough below to get all the shitos that Professor Leo Levy has.
No, but here...
Closer to the solstice, when they had little children, they would wait till the morning because the kids wouldn't hear it if they made it at night. Right. But I'm not sure what they do about Malev Malka.
Yeah.
You can't eat.
Yeah. But you say there is a tzeis, so the adults can wait to dab marav after tzeis. But here we had a problem. There's no tzeis. The whole time is bein hashmashes. There's shkia and there's zricha the next morning. But the whole time is like twilight. There is no tzeis at kohav. So they remind the Baal HaTanya that up until midnight is still bein hashmashes of Matzoi Shabbos. And after midnight is alois hashachar of Sunday morning. But you can't drink the wine of Havdalah. So you got to say Havdalah when it's still Shabbos. And when do you dab Ma'ariv? If you don't want to say Kriya Shema before Tzeis, and when do you dab Ma'ariv? I don't know. So we dab Nef to plug a Mincha. The Gemara said that if you have a big Shas HaTchak, you can dab a Ma'ariv of Matzoi Shabbos on Shabbos afternoon, even though it's not yet Matzoi Shabbos. So Ma'ariv, we dab Nef to plug a Mincha. On Shabbos, yeah.
No, Marav, we daven after plag, or we daven after Shkia.
After Shkia,
we daven.
Yeah, but it wasn't really Tzeis al Kochavim.
It wasn't Tzeis al Kochavim. We daven after Shkia,
Shkia, but before Tzeis al Kochavim.
Right.
Because if he'll wait till after midnight, then it'll be Alos HaShachar for tomorrow morning, so it's already too late to daven Marav.
So if you daven Marav by plag, you don't say Atachon Antona?
No, you do say Atochan Antonu. Yeah. The Gemara says that you do. Okay, Belina, the next week you continue.
I sent the Rosh Yeshiva a couple of emails in the spring and the summer. Did he get them?
I got them, but my printer was no good, so I couldn't read one word. I thought it was yours.
Oh, I'll send them again.
Yes, please.
The original one was to the YU email. The last time I sent it to the Gmail.
Right, the Gmail is mine. Right, I don't pick up the things from the YU. Right, so send it to my rabbihs@gmail.com.
Right, I apologize for something during the Shiva for Rav Lem. I said something I should have said B'Shem Omro, but I realized when I was saying it that I probably heard it from the Rosh Yeshiva also, in addition to someone else.
That's not a problem. No, but the rest I want to read, Taka. The rest I couldn't read one word. Yeah, our printer was no good then. Okay. Very good. We'll continue next week. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I can't do it.